Hi, everybody. It's JC Jesse from Dad Tales Podcast. I have a special message for everybody. If you've been affected by Josh, my four-year-old son, sending you a party invite or a game invite, I'm really sorry. We had a talk today, and Josh has something he wants to say. We'll have a talk. Don't touch it.
Why?
Because.
What?
Because it's magic.
Magic? What happened?
I don't know. If you touch it, you may turn into a frog. You don't want to be a frog, do you? Don't touch that. Do you want to say you're sorry to everybody? Say you're sorry to all the people that you were sending invites out to this weekend? Go ahead. You should say you're sorry.
Will you talk to me?
I'll talk to you. You gotta say it right here so they can hear you.
Sorry, people.
That's it? That's all you have to say?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Was it an accident?
Yeah. I just wanted to go slay some noobs in Fortnite. Sorry.
Well, that was very nice of you.
Thank you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too. Can I have a big hug? Oh, my gosh. It's like the biggest hug.
I'm afraid from noobs in Fortnite.
You bet I do. Let's do it. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team Dad Tales Podcast, episode 104. What's happening, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I survived another week of work.
Well, that's good.
Don't we all?
The man who survived another week of work, Brooke Reaper. How are you, buddy?
Other than, work is killing me. You know, when you go from two people doing a job down to one, it really, really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the world I live in right now. So it's awesome. But thought about going on this all almond diet.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I thought that's just nuts. Like almond milk.
Oh. This is rough.
That one didn't even deserve a.
That's not going to
a premeditated silence.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Why did the chicken go to KFC?
Why? How come?
To see a chicken strip.
Boost KDV.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening, buddy?
Not much. Just really enjoying those jokes.
Yeah.
I almost can't contain myself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I could see you. You're getting ready to jump out of your chair there.
The Croatia jersey in the background? What is that? Broke screen.
No, it's an Autobots jersey.
Transformers.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
Croatia.
The Ghostbusters, baseball jersey?
You mean sports ball?
Autobots,
What's the sports ball?
He doesn't have a 4K monitor. Be nice. Well, he's got a -3K monitor. I mean, seriously.
Your screen's teeny tiny. So.
Congratulations, Kev, for your hockey team won their league this week, right?
Yes. Yeah, we won the beer league championship.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so it was fun.
What did you win? Did you guys get really big rings or anything like that?
We won absolutely nothing.
Okay.
We got $250 off our next season.
Nice.
that's actually wow. Pretty good.
you won
for the whole team.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. Well, never mind.
Yeah. So it's $25 a person.
That's not bad. Hey, it's something's better than nothing.
It's money.
It was worth it.
I have I don't know about you guys, but the heat around here has been pretty brutal.
We were talking about it before. I'm wasted. Heat wise, and then like my basement, I've had to like pick and choose what air conditioners I'm putting on in the house because one could short circuit out like half the house.
Yeah,
it's a whole fucking it's a whole fucking thing. Yeah, yeah.
I have a fan. I hope you guys can hear it. It's like blowing from the other room through the doorway.
Wow,
you just give me a little breeze.
Here's a fan that's blowing.
Okay. So, you know, well,
I hear you.
I like some blowing.
It's good to have you back, by the way, buddy.
I have a summer fun fact.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, we all love popsicles, right?
I know I do. I don't know, but you guys love popsicles?
Who doesn't love
popsicles? I love a popsicle.
I don't know. I have an affection for them.
Okay.
I don't love them.
I would say I'm more of a creamsicle kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Totes.
I do like a good old classic firecracker. So popsicles, a popular summer treat, was accidentally invented by an 11-year-old boy in San Francisco in 1905. He left a glass of soda sitting outside. By the next morning, the soda had frozen. He began selling them at an amusement park in New Jersey. In the
US, I don't know.
Cherry is the flavor.
He was in San Francisco?
He was in San Francisco and it froze?
Started selling them in New Jersey?
That's what he said.
Nobody froze something before this kid.
I have nothing but respect for your fun facts, but this story is full of holes.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Have you ever been to San Francisco? Nothing ain't freezing out there. I mean, it's wet and it doesn't get that cold.
It's like a version of wait, don't tell me. We just make everything up.
I have a bonus fun fact. Can I throw it in there, Kip? I found this today, and I thought it was hysterical. In honor of Canada Day, happy Canada Day, Stu.
Oh, Canada Day,
what's that?
This fun fact says in 2014, Taylor Swift accidentally released 8 seconds of White Noise, and it topped the Canadian's iTunes chart.
Yeah, that was great. I remember listening to that. That was awesome. The whole country was
riveted.
Was really behind her. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened there, but that's weird.
Yeah. It was on the internet, so it had to be true.
8 seconds of white noise.
8 seconds of white noise. We provide probably like quadruple that every single week.
I mean, if anyone wants to challenge my facts, I mean, it's all over the internet. So, I mean, if anyone wants to battle me, if you want to come at me.
That repository of knowledge.
Is that
he read it on the internet, guys.
Is that a new Dad Tales podcast to add to the Dad Tales podcast network? Boost battles.
At Boost KDB on Twitter. Okay, Boost, come at me, bro.
Boost fact battles.
Dad Tales Snopes.
These guys think I'm joking around over here. What am I, broke?
That was low.
Just kidding. No, if you were, we might laugh.
And the mayor of Canada Day, Stu Gatsu.
Yep, it was Canada Day today.
It was.
And as Boost alluded to, it was freaking hot, man. The last couple of days have just been unbearable. So to celebrate my beautiful country, I stayed inside all day because it's too damn hot. So,
but you did celebrate something.
Yeah, not really. We went to go see a movie.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, what'd you see?
Oh, I know what Boost is alluding to here. I didn't know that this was going to come up on the show. But yes, Mr. John Tavares is coming home, guys. And I know you guys are all pretty excited, but just temper your expectations, all right?
I'm
not like the whole city exploded or anything, so.
You know why I'm excited? Because I don't get to see him in Islanders jersey anymore.
Oh, my God. You know why I'm excited? Because I do get to see him in a Leaf jersey now.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, nobody, great in that jersey. This just doesn't happen. Like, stars in the prime of their career do not come home to Toronto. It's just not happened. So to have it happen is really cool. I want hockey season.
I can't believe it. I can't. I know. Baroque is like, he's stunned. He's stunned.
I wasn't even gonna say anything until Boost was like, "What do you mean you didn't celebrate?" I just went to go see The Incredibles 2 with my daughter
today. I love hockey just as much as you do.
Yeah? How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun, actually. I know I said it even for Coco last time, and I still think the animation in Coco was better, but the animation has just come leaps and bounds. Like, we were watching Incredibles 1 the other day, so to contrast that yesterday versus today is just like, wow, it really has come a long way. everything just looks better. I don't know how to say it any other way. It just kind of looks smoother, looks more natural, looks more fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it was good.
Do you guys think animated movies are getting like
just a little bit too long?
Because I don't get to see any movies, so
I find my kids about like half an hour to 40 minutes after the movie ends, they're like done. They're like, okay, I'm done. I want to go home.
Yeah, I don't really give mine the option. So
no, well, this was the first time we took her to a movie theater.
Yeah.
So I noticed a difference, but she's pretty sensitive to sound. So there was a few parts when she's like, oh, it's really loud, and she would actually be covering her ears. So, but other than that, no, she was happy. It was a different experience for her. Maybe if we go see more movies, but I don't think so.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a nice experience. And finally, our guest. I could say two-time guest was on episode 38. Creator. Curator of Destiny Item Manager. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Rick Casey. Goose. What's happening, man? Thanks for coming back. What's going on?
Staying busy. Just coming hot off of a vacation to New Orleans.
Hot.
So
yeah, yes. I can imagine it was pretty damn hot down there, too.
It was toasty. It was really toasty. Everyone had their sunscreen on, so we had a really good vacation. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. You know, I appreciate you hopping on after spending 6 hours in the car today.
Yeah.
I know part of me today was cars. Like, oh, boy, I don't know if I want to do this.
I all the kids were with my wife, and I drove by myself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I came later. My wife took the kids to New Orleans, and I had to work during the week, and then I went down. So.
Oh, nice.
It panned out very well. That's it was just me and my own Spotify playlist.
You know what? Speaking of that, it's a pretty good segue for something that I wanted to bring up. Ladies and gentlemen, you can now find Dad Tales Podcast on Spotify.
Excellent.
I actually changed the playlist for that we add our song of the week to every week, and it is Dad Tales Podcast playlist. But I think I might just change it to Dad Tales playlist because I think that's a mouthful. But if anything, we all know we're a mouthful. So,
oh boy.
But yeah, so if you go to Spotify and put in Dad Tales Podcast, we're going to come up. So if that is your listening place of choice, we're there. So I know I was pretty excited about it. So thank you, Spotify. I'm ready. Thank you. Thank you so much. How are things going with Destiny Item Manager?
Good.
How are you guys? Are you trying to? Well, I guess you can't really gear up for anything until you get like the information. As far as like, I'm trying to think of like collections. Like, how is that going to affect you guys?
All that showed up recently, and we have a Slack group where many developers across the community work together. So we have the Destiny sets. We have Lowlines, who has his Destiny maps.
Oh, my God. That.
Yeah. He's really good.
Is the best. I mean,
he works hard at it. He goes out into the world and takes photos and videos of all the locations and enemies and puts it onto his site. Yeah.
So I love it for the, the fragments.
Yep.
And now you can, because before it would just show you where the fragments are. That in and of itself is fantastic. But now it'll track what you've done so far, and that's, oh, my God, that's so awesome. Yep. So awesome.
So we all work together. We share information. And a lot of people got checklists integrated pretty quickly. We have a couple of Bungie.net developers in our group, and so they will give us information as soon as it comes out, as soon as they can do so. We tread water with everybody else. You know, as in terms of information, the only thing different is we work together to get it into code as quickly as we can. We've been doing a lot of work in terms of progression, in terms of the new checklist feature. Developers are working on that now. We've been working on the app, trying to make it better on the mobile experience. Just, you know, dealing with various screen sizes. You know, we try to work on any mobile device, iPads, tablets.
Well, that was actually, yeah. That was one of the questions from our buddy Racer, and he wanted to know, like, when the phone app is coming. So he's like, I don't play with a PC next to me. He's like, I will use it, you know, through the phone. But personally, I mean, I really don't care because I play with a PC right next to me. So
yeah.
I don't really care if you put one out for Racer or not. I'm pretty sure we all play with PCs right next to us. So
yeah,
just keep that in mind that who really gives a shit what he thinks, okay?
We briefly tried to make a phone app.
Yeah.
And what it ended up doing was splitting the code base. And we only have so many hands. Mm. And so we decided to not do that. We will stay, on as a website that loads in your browser on your phone. If you have an Android device, you can actually install the web app to your home screen, and then it launches just like an app. iOS has added features to it that give us that ability too. They're not fully developed. iOS is actually behind in terms of their web technology, but as they approach it. Eventually, we'll have a more app-like experience directly from the web. So we don't have to use app stores to disperse our app. The only benefit we get from app stores is searchability. But Google's Play Store will add websites to the store in the future so that you can install the app directly to your home screen through their store. But it really is just taking our web app and adding it to the home screen. You know, like it's no different. And so the future, native apps are very important, but the future opens up websites running as apps, and we're definitely taking advantage of that technology.
Cool.
So, no, we don't plan on ever making a native app. There are good apps out there that do that, but we're going to stick to the web with what we know and keep working there.
All right. I'm going to read between the lines here and just say, Racer, stop being a noob. And get a PC.
Get a tablet.
Next to wherever you play. You know?
iPad?
All right.
People have those, right?
I had one. Now my kids take it. And I don't know. It's just like, it's a Minecraft machine or Fortnite video watching machine now.
There you go. We had iPads, and then we decided to get a bunch of Kindles. Yeah. And now the kids can drop a Kindle, and I'll just buy a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. So but
like an iPad? Like,
what, $50 for a Kindle or something like that? Like,
we even buy the nice ones, you know, and we spent $150, right?
The Kindle Fires.
But an iPad is like $450. I mean, it's like I could buy three of those for every one of those.
Yeah.
So now, it's at this point now. My kids can break a tablet, and I'm like, all right, go to the vending machine and buy a new one. Yeah.
How the kids doing? How they like vacation?
It was great. They're ready to come home. I mean, a week over at Nanny's. That's her name. They've had their fill. They're ready to come home to their tablets and PlayStations because they had a whole week of no Rocket League. That's their big game.
Oh no!
Oh really?
That Rocket sounds horrible. Leaguers.
No, Rocket League is great. So here.
No, I mean a week without their favorite game.
That's true. Here's the thing.
Sounds horrible. They like Rocket League?
I know what you meant. I'm sure they love their grandmother too, but come on, a week is a long time.
It's tough.
I'd want to go home.
It's tough. I coach soccer, for my kids.
Yeah.
And one thing I've noticed that I've talked about this to other parents. I feel like playing Rocket League made my kids more driven in soccer.
Really?
Like, it really, in the past, U7 and U6 soccer, like, my son just really didn't go after the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, some people call it aggressiveness. I call it driven. You know, you really want to make sure that they're hungry for the ball, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily aggression and being rough, but just hunger for the ball. You want to take that. That's yours. You want to own it. I started playing with them in Rocket League over the summer, and then eventually the boys played on their own, and I noticed that that drive to get the ball, to make the plays on the ball, went way, way up. And then this year, my son was the highest scoring on our team.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can say that as a parent, right? But no, he really did. He was very aggressive. And, he wanted the ball. He wanted to make the scores. He worked on passing and you know, trying to do the epic, you know, moments that he gets in the game. And so like, this is like just one of those ways I try to talk to the parents about, like, playing a game gave my kid some space to learn off the field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not like, if you gave them FIFA, that would have never happened. You know, because the rules of the game would interfere.
Yeah, I mean,
Rocket League's great.
Rocket League's fun.
It's like RC cars.
You can have the Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Oh, and I love that car too.
Yeah.
And so, it was a great example of just, you know, the kind of attractiveness for kids, the light rules of the sport. And it was at the right time, which gave them a push. And so, you know, I know you have kids that play hockey and whatnot. It's, you know, how do you give them that drive? And that was just something that worked out.
I'm still trying to find, to be honest with you, like, what's going to, like, kick him into the next gear.
But yeah, Blades of Steel from the original Nintendo.
Yeah, maybe it'll be Rocket League, the hockey version with the gigantic
there you box. Go.
Something yeah. like that.
Dun, 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 dun.
It was funny. I was thinking about you today, Goose. While I was baking,
yeah,
I was baking a cake. I'm not a very good baker, but today I baked a really good cake. And I know I've talked about it on here before, and I know that you love the Great British Bake Off as much as I do. And you, dude, you make some awesome looking stuff. I don't know. I think it was like something with apples in it, some apple pie or apple cake you made not too long ago.
Yeah, I made a Wednesday cake. It's really just like a lemon cake.
Mm-hmm.
You put apples inside of it, and the way it bakes the apple, so it's like a baked apple cake. And it's just something you can whip up really fast. And you know, if you got a couple of apples hanging out, you know, you just knock it out, and kids have something that's good to eat.
Well,
healthy apples.
Well, I made this birthday cake. It was my wife's first anniversary of her 39th birthday. Yesterday.
Okay, great.
And. So I made this cake for her tonight, and you know, I'm handing out this cake, and my daughter picks it up, and she's like inspecting it, and she's like, no soggy bottom, and proceeds to like eat the cake. That was pretty funny.
You watched the reruns.
Yeah. So we went out for her birthday last night, and we went and saw We got the tickets to see this guy, Trevor Moore, but he was part of this group called The Whitest Kids You Know. I don't know if you guys remember them. They were on Comedy Central. They were like the State or Upright Citizens Brigade kind of thing. And it was, oh my God, they were so funny. And it ended up being like three of these guys. And so they did all these sketches and stuff, but I was thinking of all you guys today or last night in the show, because they start off the show and the one guy's like, so is anybody here like Star Wars? Or, you know, has anybody not seen Star Wars? He's like, well, I love it. You know, it's about these three astronauts and a space bear that's their friend. And he's like, you know, they just released the Blu-ray. He's like, but with the Blu-ray, they had these subtitles for Chewbacca. He's like, I don't know if you guys have seen these. He's like, well, I'm going to play you some clips. So they play this clip, and it's episode 4, and it's Luke, Han, and Chewbacca, and they're like flying towards the Death Star, and so they're talking back and forth, and then Chewie says something, and subtitle is, oh, this is where your dad works, Luke. They're like, he's just spoiled like the next movie. And then they go to another one, and it's the part where they're breaking Leia out of the prison, and so they're going down the chute down to the garbage bin, and Chewie's talking, and the subtitles is like, hey, that's your sister, man. Did you even know that's your sister? And so that was pretty funny. But then they get to the last one where Leia calls Han the, you know, scruffy looking nerf herder or whatever. And then she goes and kisses Luke. And Luke just kind of like sits back. He puts his hands back. It was at the end of Empire, I think. Or at the beginning of Empire. And then, so Chewbacca's like, and the subtitles are, hey, man, that's your sister, but wait, that's kind of hot in a weird way. You know? But it was so funny. So if those guys are ever in your town, you got to go see them. They're really, really funny. Yeah, so that we had a nice night, and it was like a whole birthday long weekend type of thing. And but the cake was good. Cake was good.
A lot of 40s this year.
A lot of 40s this year. You just turned 40 not too long ago,
I
too.
Turned 40.
Yeah. How was that for you?
That was good.
Is your wife 40 as well?
Yeah, she turned 42 not too long ago, and so we're all the same age. Yeah. It's just another day, man.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm fitter now than I ever been. It's been a long time.
I wish I could say the same thing. I cannot.
I was totally thinking about playing sevens again, like rugby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I used to play rugby for Birmingham. It was a long time ago, nice. Though. I was a younger man. I was in my early 20s. So, but yeah, no, I'm definitely...
Real man sport.
Yeah. Well, it's backyard football. You know, you just got to know when you're going to get hit. Yeah, basically. I mean, pass the ball so the other guy gets hit.
Well, hockey for you, Boost. I mean, that's got to like... I mean, you sweat. You get to sweat your ass off by the end. How many times a week were you playing? Like, once or twice a week?
Once, like one game, and then we would have like an open hockey practice one day a week. So twice a week?
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
There's a sport rugby players admire. It's hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who makes fun of the soccer boys, though?
Speaking of, I've been watching a lot of the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the guys that that get hit and don't roll around on the floor.
But
like this one guy literally got elbowed in the face. He's bleeding and he just goes like this, and just walks away. Instead, like a normal, like the other guys, some guys are rolling around on the freaking
like
grass.
The gif where the guy just he walks up to him behind him and just like taps him on the shoulder like to ask him something, and the guy falls on the ground, fucking like curled up in a ball.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that's a soccer fan and even non-fans will tell you that they don't like that. It's a sad reality that it's such a big part of that game at the highest levels.
Yeah,
you know, it's I don't know.
I've seen some of this creep into football. Have you noticed that?
It's creeped into hockey a little bit too. Yeah, there's some players who get like tapped with a stick and they're like, ugh, their glove comes off, their helmet comes off. You're like, all right, yeah. That was a little extreme there.
But I think it's fair to say that it's
easy there, honey.
It's endemic. It's endemic to
definitely.
Like it's
like football's mostly around time management, and you know, like they'll do something to kind of, you know, they'll try to get injury time.
Yeah, like same with hockey. Like if the team ices the puck, they don't get to change lines, but if somebody has like a stick malfunction or something happens, whoops, you know, that just buys their guys another 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, if they have that kind of problem, they should probably take some like Cialis or Viagra.
Yeah. Ask for it by name at your doctor.
I have some other questions here for you, Goose. This is from, this is from our buddy Meef. He's actually, I was going to have Meef on tonight, but he's at the beach with his family this weekend.
He's a local guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we filled our quota of Southerners with one.
Actually, he must go down this time every year because I think it was like this time last year that I was down in Birmingham and we went out to Dreamers together, which by the way, like that place was so good.
Yeah,
I still think about that banana pudding or the.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
That was my 40th birthday cake was banana pudding.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
That was the first time I had white bread in I think 10 years, because basically you sit down at the table, they give you a bowl of barbecue sauce and a loaf of white bread, pretty much as your appetizer.
Which you used to clean your hands.
Oh god, it was
clean your hands with the white bread and eat it.
That shit was so good.
Speaking of banana pudding,
yeah.
Have you ever had Not Your Mama's banana pudding?
No. This is like a name brand banana pudding?
No, it's not like a name brand. It's actually a recipe.
Oh, no.
It's actually really good. So if you want to look it up,
all right, it's man. I'll
pretty
it.
Fantastic.
I'm going to Pinterest that shit.
Yeah.
So Meef says, what are Goose's best tips for folks that are always full inventory? But I mean... I'm going to take this one if I can, Goose. Delete that shit, because now we have collections. You can delete all that stuff. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, that's pretty much the short answer, right?
Yeah. Everything you have, you're going to be able to get again. Come Forsaken.
Which is pretty awesome.
Like, yeah. Right now, everything has static roles. If you don't use it, delete it. But wait. I mean, there's a couple things that, you know, we really need to emphasize more in the search bar. Because we have some meta filters that will scan your items.
He says data. He says besides is dupe lower, basically, is what he was saying.
And so you can search by perk.
Mm-hmm.
You can search for things that are by class. You can get rid of all your hunter items because nobody uses that.
Yeah. No. Who's going to play that anyway?
I'm in a warlock, so... you know, you can search by class. You can search by perks you don't like. You can consolidate your mods into legendaries. You can dump all that stuff into the vault and keep your character lighter. I mean, that's really the crux of it, is figuring out how you play and what you want to do. You know, how do you want to play?
But yeah.
Just
delete it, dude. Delete it.
Yeah.
So he has a couple more questions. He says, can we hide our D1 Guardian from the drop down via settings since we don't play it anymore?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. I don't even know what he's talking about, because I just go straight to D2.
There's a good number of people that still play D1.
Yeah.
And so and we're actually trying to get rid of settings in DIM, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the tent poles of the app is remove settings. Just get rid of them. Like, we're trying to actively reduce the amount of settings in the app. It makes it easier for us to test. We don't really need as many knobs and switches. So, no, I don't plan on removing the D1 characters. Maybe in the future we'll make changes to it when we have D3 to consider. But, you know, it's just a drop down. You never see it. How often do you switch between all your platforms, Meef?
I don't know. I don't think at all.
Yeah. I have a character on PC, I have a character on PlayStation, and an account on Xbox. But I'd never really... The only reason I switch is to test.
All right, cool.
I play Xbox with my friends.
And then his final question is, and it's a really good question, what's the best DIM feature that most DIM users aren't aware of?
Ooh, randomize?
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, people don't randomize enough. In the lower left-hand... lower right-hand corner of the app is a little pie symbol. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever watched that movie Pie.
I think we used to do that for... In D1, we did private matches, and we would use that randomized and then just go in with whatever we put on.
Yeah, it's a really unrefined feature. It just randomizes everything.
Yeah.
But if you click on that pie symbol, it'll change all your armor and all your weapons. So that way, it's kind of like a potpourri, you know? Whatever you get, go play your game and see how it works. And it was made late in the D1 cycle for people that were kind of looking for some spice. You know, how can I try out something different? You know, Destiny, give me a random weapon to go play with. Let me see what that meta's like.
It was fun, though. I liked using that.
It's funny, Call of Duty just added a perk that you can choose that it gives you a random weapon each time you respawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's kind of like gun game, but it's not.
Halo used to have a game type called Action Sack.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yep. So it was always random.
And then every time you spawn with the Needler, it's like, oh no.
Grenade drop and die.
God damn it.
Suicide.
Speaking of video games, guys.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I play video games every fucking night, bitch.
Oh, wow. That's so aggressive for Sunday night, but, you know, it is what it is.
One day that kid's going to stop asking me. He's just going to figure it out.
You know what? I don't think he is. But video games. So this week we had faction rallies come back again. It felt like they were just here, and they were back again. I, for one, spent more time than I'm comfortable with admitting to grinding out the last probably 30 or so levels in a couple days. It's kind of gross.
Come over and do it for me, man.
it was to the point where I really haven't touched the game since Thursday. Because I was like, I don't want to look at a lost sector. I don't want to play a public event. I don't want to do anything. I'll just leave it alone.
I only got to 30 so far.
Even 30 is absurd in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't play a lot this week. And even when I did play, honestly, I feel like it's kind of like a passive-aggressive rebellion against their stupid faction rallies. I still like to raid better. I don't want to. I don't want to get stuck in this public event, do a patrol, go do a lost sector. Public event, do a patrol, go do a lost sector. Like, that's boring ass shit.
Sue, I would switch it up. I would do it on Titan, and then I would go back to the EDC, and then I would do it on Nessus.
You would switch up the planets, but it's the same. It's the same cycle.
You know, do the patrol first, so that way the public event is harder.
I guess.
My point is that, like, they still have to figure out a way to make other activities worth it in a faction rally. Make Nightfalls worth it, and Strikes worth it, and the raid. The raid worth it.
Maybe that'll be something for the future. Who knows?
When I was playing with Baroque earlier today, and I don't know if he came up with this. Did you come up with that idea?
No, the gambling idea? I saw someone post it on Twitter. I don't remember who, but they went, you know what would be cool is if you could bet on your matches in Crucible. With tokens, go like, all right, I'm gonna put down 20 tokens to 20 of my tokens I have that I'm gonna win and make like a, you know, double your payout. You lose your ass. But yeah, you know,
but then that gets into like, I mean, this game is E for everyone. Then you have like, you know, you're gambling with, you know,
with little nothing. Little
kid, with but no. It's like, but still, it's like kids are playing this game.
You're not gambling
too,
you know nothing. I mean? You know what? Okay, so then what they do is they give you a slider that you can put up to. Whatever, up to 15 tokens, up to 20 tokens, that it doesn't, you can only lose them or win them back. Like, you're not gambling for anything.
It's a great idea, though. I mean, that would be awesome.
It'd make you want to play. I mean, because you'd be like, all right, now I want to play.
And I know me.
And I mean, if you can.
I would be gambling my ass off.
Like, well, if you could.
Guys,
if you could
I got to go get some more tokens. I'll be back. I'm just going to run 3 more hours on this.
What would be great
and
is
then
like,
let's go
like,
back into Crucible.
All right, I got 300. If I just bet them all and win once, we're almost there. And then boom, you're like, throw the
controller. Why not? Well, why not? Because if you lose, that's it. You're back at zero. So what?
That would be
some kid's going to cry? So what? Some adult is going to cry? I don't give a shit.
It's
earn
not
them
like
back.
You have to, and that would be the difference. You make it as it's an option. You don't have to make it a required. Oh, you have to pay 5 tokens, but it make it a complete option. So the only person you can blame is yourself for losing all them tokens.
Dog crept in my shoe.
I will say this much. I do enjoy. The in-world events having something special. I mean, you get, you know, it. There's a moment for everyone. It's kind of like the byline for Destiny, right? There's an activity for every mood.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that
this may not
important.
Be everyone's mood,
but I'm not saying that it's not important. And it's nice to have that option. It's just the other activities should offer the same kind of payout, the same time investment. You know, like, if I do a raid, I shouldn't get 20 tokens at the end.
Yeah, but the thing is about, like, yeah, you should get more, you should probably get more tokens. But, I mean, 20 tokens, I was like, I mean, I had my system down. And I definitely, I mean, I feel bad because there was people that I played with and, you know, I like playing with other people. But I felt like, dude, I had my system down. And maybe I don't know. I don't think I was doing as good with other people because I would feel like a little bit lax. You know what I mean? And maybe not concentrate as hard because, I mean, those lost sectors, when you're by yourself and you've got a 5-stack on, like, they're pretty tough, you know? It's like one grenade or one, like, the, you know, line rifle shot, and you're fucking done. And then you're back down to 4 and you're only getting, like, what?
Eight
tokens. But if you go to that public event, like, I liked Winding Cove or whatever it is, where the Cabal extractor comes down, you could pick up a patrol, do the public event, that gives you 5, run down in there, kill the, The fallen guy. Yeah, if you kill the fallen guy, and then boom, there's your 10. And, you know, it was a pretty sweet deal. That's 15, and you could probably get that within, like, 10 minutes. But 20 for, like, going through a raid that's, like, an, you know, over an hour long? I mean, maybe if you were getting, like, 10 tokens per boss or something like that, that'd be pretty good.
You also imagine, with the raid, though, you're also getting powerful engrams. I mean, it's that thing, that has a system in and of itself that's pretty stacked. I mean, you're going to get a lot of benefit out of running the raid. I'm not a designer. I don't, you know... I'm not going to evaluate these things.
Yeah.
But I will say it's nice having something for patrols that, you know, rewards you.
Yeah.
And I do like to just run patrols and bullshit with friends.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's something that we do when we just want to talk. You know, we'll just run patrols and hang out. And we don't want to, you know, sometimes we'll, you know, we'll play Crucible and talk. But, some, you know.
No, that's fair. But
it's
like,
easy to hang out. You know, just running
around doing patrols. I just feel if I'm going to sink an hour into the game that even if I am going to get some powerful engrams through the raid, I should get a better payout at the end in terms of the faction rally. It's only here for a week, you know, and I don't play every night. And when I do play, I don't usually play for more than a couple hours when I get a chance to get on. So,
yeah,
I don't know, throw me a bone, man.
I felt bad. I was like Thursday. I played a little bit with Tony Death during the day. And it's like, yeah, I got to fight. I'm going to go head in, all right? Is that okay? You know, it's like, because I was just, I mean, I want to play with people, like, to talk to people, but at the same time, like, I had an agenda. I was like, today my agenda is I'm going to do this. You know, it's like, I'm going to focus on this. So I did that on Thursday, and then forget what night we played, Stu, and we joined up with Hazel and Latin on PS4, and we played some Crucible, and it was every game was Supremacy, and it was
true.
It was garbage. It was just like,
it's not my favorite game type.
We had like some, but they're separating Supremacy out now. They're going to when is it later on this summer, or is that just with Forsaken? I don't know if that's an update that's coming around, but
I don't know. But I was
Supremacy,
dropping
Supremacy is getting taken out of the quick play rotation, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's not my favorite game type, but I was dropping 2+ KD games on PlayStation all night that night.
Yeah, you were doing
all night. My whatever the hell the I don't know, what do they call it, the pickup rate. I was usually like really low, like around 70%, but I was killing guys left, right, and center.
It's still fun, but it was just like, oh, Supremacy on Javelin 4, like, 3 times in a row.
3 out of 4. Oh, it was 3 out of 4, actually.
Some teams play that game type very well.
Yeah.
And then other times, it's just, it changes. What I don't care for too much is how the game types change your play style. You know, Control versus Supremacy versus Clash, you know, and so if you have a certain group that plays away, you know, like a certain way, when you get into those Supremacy matches, you know you're going to get rolled. So you're just like, all right, well, you know, we'll play it till maybe Mercy will show up.
Speaking of raid, you guys, Goose, you guys carried Stu in a raid not too long ago. How was that? You know, we couldn't be there to watch his performance, but, you know, I can only, we've raided with him before, so.
It went better after he got his emblem.
Okay.
And these guys, it was the last faction rally.
Yeah, that's right. You made him go back and get an emblem, right?
I flew into orbit, and everybody's wearing dead orbit. I'm like,
Yeah, sorry, we'll wait. Let's get this fixed.
All right, rectify. Sure, guys.
That's fun.
No, that was fun. It was interesting. There was a few TTL guys in there, and it was weird. They were just merciless against a certain Bungie employee. They just wouldn't stop butchering the guy.
Who was in there? It's a Dave Station, and I'm trying to remember everyone.
There's not that many.
I'll be honest with you. I smoke way too much weed. I don't remember anybody that was in that night. I don't.
No, but we always. I mean, the raids are fun. Thanks for jumping in and helping out. We were fishing for our sixth, and it was like, oh man, no one wants to play this week.
Oh, that reminds.
Fine, let's get Stu.
That reminds
me. That's
what
it was. It was like nobody else is responding.
Well, and then we just sent a bunch of messages and was like, all right, let's see the first one who jumps in.
Well, that was fun though. That was like that night I sent you one, Goose, and I'd sent two out, And our buddy Laz got back to us right away, and then you got back to me, and it's like, I just hate having that situation, but, you know, you're there, and everybody's like, message somebody, you know, see if anybody's on, but then you gotta be the dick to be like, sorry, somebody just messaged us back.
It's always interesting to see the different strats that different groups have.
Yes.
Like on Gauntlet, these guys don't chase the runner. They don't rotate. Mm-hmm. They do like set platforms, which never did that before. Yeah, I tried to explain speed running strat, and it was like after Baroque tells a joke. It's just silence.
You're talking about when you cross. Let's
just do it the regular way.
Baroque.
Yeah, you're talking about when people cross, right?
When people cross, no, for the gauntlet, one guy goes forward two, and then the other guys just step back five steps, and it sounds more complicated than it is. Yeah. The first time everybody does it, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, oh, that was pretty easy.
That's all that it is. It's just, oh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we don't really reach out a lot. I mean, so whatever strat works, the teams end up running with. And so
you're going to run their strat whether you like it or not, Stu. That's just what's happening.
I actually like learning different ways to do it.
Yeah, I really do. New way.
Yeah, for sure.
No one's opposed to not learning something new. But, it, you know, they get late at night, and then, you know, you feel like the team is already dragging. It's like, oh, we just want to get this one done.
The 1 o'clock wall.
Yeah. Hey, super lasties. Magic.
Boost, you've been into a game recently that looks pretty intriguing.
Well, my Onrush fix?
Yeah, Onrush.
Obsession.
What's up with that, dude?
I don't know, it's just fun. It's kind of like, I don't have like a lot of time to really play much right now.
Yeah.
So, like, the time I do get, you know, an hour here, an hour there, I just kind of hop on and just, it's like mindless.
What's it about again? It's just like is it just a racing game, or is there more to it?
No, it's, you don't really race. Like, there's no places and there's no finish line. Basically, each car has like a, kind of like a super, I guess, and it has its own little perks.
Yeah.
And basically, each race has its own objective. So, like, there's like lockdown where you can cap a point as a team. Then there's like switch where you start off as one vehicle, and each time you have three switches. And if you lose all three, then you basically lose. It's kind of like elimination. So it's fun. It's just a fun arcade racer.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now in the PlayStation Store.
I know they had a few sales in Europe. I'm not sure if the sales came over here yet. I mean, it's a full price game. So
yeah, I just noticed that. I thought like it would be like a $20 game. I was like, whoa.
I mean, the story is actually pretty. It's pretty deep and pretty long. That's what she said.
Oh, really?
I actually haven't beaten it yet. I'm probably about maybe like a quarter of the way through it. So it's actually pretty fun. Oh. I've been kind of hooked on the multiplayer.
Yeah, it looks pretty badass from the little trailer that's playing here.
There's ranked coming soon too.
That's cool. Did you guys play any other games this week? Anybody?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, really?
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, that one of the other nights when no one was on, I went and played Overwatch again. Partially because I want to get all ready for the hamster wheel of death, wrecking ball. Because why not?
It looks like
my kind of character. Big, fat, and slow. Shoots a lot of stuff.
I'm always down for some more Overwatch, boys.
Is that a new class coming out?
It's a new character. I didn't even know they were going to announce one. And it's the character's wrecking ball, and it's a genetically modified hamster. And he was in the same lab as Winston. He escapes, or he leaves, and creates this giant walking hamster ball with machine guns, and that's what you roll around in. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it
it's looks pretty ridiculous.
I'll definitely hop back in to play a hamster.
That fits.
Is he out now or not yet?
No, they just announced him, so it'll be about a month before he's out.
That's pretty cool.
I've actually been thinking about playing more, you know, because I want to, like, mix it up. I want to play a little Overwatch.
I like Overwatch. You know, you can't get sick of it from playing it consistently way too much just because, you know, it's like it is limited, but it's also really good because it's really limited. It's the same game every time you go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Consistent.
And they did make some changes to, like, Hanzo. He no longer has that stupid scatter arrow.
Fucking Hanzo, right? Jeez.
Well, now he does, like, a multi-shot arrow. Like, so you click it and he shoots, like, five in a row real quick. So they changed him up. He has, like, a double jump that dashes him forward that cools down. So, that, you know, I got to give it to Blizzard for that game. They really haven't changed the game. They just tweak it a little bit here and there. And every time they balance it, they make a change to a character, it's usually one of those, like, they've made it different, but it's better. Like, when they made the change with D.Va, when they added rockets. It made her a little better.
Aren't they working? Are they working? They're working on a new first-person shooter, I think, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they announced they're working on some new IP first-person shooter-ish. They haven't really explained what it is yet.
That's pretty intriguing.
A long time ago, probably like over 6 months ago, I heard that they were working on like a looter shooter type game. So basically, like a Destiny or like a Borderlands type
game. Yeah, I think they were. It's kind of like a mix between like a first person. It's going to be a looter shooter, Borderlands ish, but it's like Diablo meets Overwatch, which would definitely fit within their wheelhouse. Ooh.
That'd be pretty cool. What were you playing, Stu?
I actually started a game that you may be happy to hear. I started playing The Last of Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So I only played it for about an hour, mm-hmm. and I was actually mesmerized.
How'd you like that first mission?
Holy shit!
Right.
Right. That's all that that's all you can say. And I kept telling myself, I'm like, this game is from 2014, and it looks freaking gorgeous still. Like the cinematics. Like,
it was a PS3 game.
It's so well done.
Like that game used everything that the PS3.
Oh yeah,
had to offer, because that was like the last year of the life cycle.
The whole animal.
Yeah, it was such a good game.
I mean, the actual story, the cinematics are, from what I've seen and from what I expect for the rest, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The game, it plays nice. I'm not a huge fan of third person kind of those adventure kind of games, but it looks nice, plays nice.
Yeah.
They've never been my favorite, but the story so far, it really, aside from the whole, like, outbreaks, whatever, but the actual acting, like the voice acting, the facial expressions, it's so well done.
When you have the in-world events where you find an object in Elsie, what was her name?
I actually haven't even met her. I haven't even got to that part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just played for, like, the first little bit.
Oh, I see. Good. Yeah, well, I mean, keep going. Keep going.
Well, here we go. Here's the middle of the game. I'm going to be the last of us to play The Last of Us. Although, I don't know if Boost has started playing it yet.
There's very few games.
It's like $20 now, isn't it?
It shouldn't be much. There's very few games I've played more than once.
It was $10. I bought it a third time, and actually I bought the digital version, so I would always have it.
There you go.
Sorry, did you say it's $10 now?
It was. I think PlayStation was having a sale like a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah. But sorry, go ahead, Goose.
No, I was saying it's one of the very few games I've actually played more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I generally, like, I'll play it and I'll enjoy it. You know, I played God of War and enjoyed it. And it had been long enough that I was like, you know, I want to see that world again. And so I got the remastered edition, put it on PS4, mm-hmm. and I played it in my living room on my big TV. You know, the last time it was like my little TV. And yeah, it was beautiful still. I mean, it, you know, for a game that old, you know, for a generation ago.
And the sound,
two generations,
the
right?
Soundtrack is amazing to that game. Yeah. And I think the soundtrack's on Spotify too. And the guy who did the soundtrack to The Last of Us did the guitar soundtrack to Brokeback Mountain. Whether you like that movie or not, the soundtrack is really good, and it's just like a simple acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And the guy actually,
well, the E3 presentation,
yeah,
right?
He played right before. So actually, it's Ellie. Yeah, Ellie and Joel are the protagonists. Little fun fact about the girl who plays Ellie, Ashley Johnson, is she was the baby sister on shit. Now I forget.
No.
I just had it.
No, it's so weird to have a game this old and like I can't talk about it because
yeah.
you know people haven't or you know
Growing Pains.
Playing it right now.
She was the little sister in Growing Pains.
Oh really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Stu, you have to let me know when you've, you know, gotten a good bit, you know, further.
Yeah.
Or when you come back.
Yeah. Sorry, I dropped there for like half a second, but I don't care. Spoil away. It's my fault for waiting this long on this game.
Like, there's so many. The game is so good. I don't want to ruin this.
Yeah. It's so old now that people aren't going to spoil it for you. You know what I mean? And you could just kind of like take your time with it, and then. It's probably like 18-hour game or so.
Yeah.
So you play like a couple hours a week, you know, or whatever. That's what I'm trying to do with God of War. I'm not playing it like all the time, but in between playing Destiny, I'll just sit down and play at least like, you know, get through a segment of the story at least. And dude, that game looks amazing. It's really, that's another one who's just, I have a day one PS4 and it is using everything that baby has to run that game.
So, I mean, even with something like that, I kind of feel that I'll do this a similar thing as I am with The Last of Us. I'll wait until I pick it up for like $20.
Yeah.
It might take me 3 years, but honestly, my time is so limited with gaming anyways that like, I don't care.
To me, like they're cornerstone games in these platforms, and then PlayStation has many of them.
Yeah, it does.
And they were worth $60 purchases.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, Last of Us, God of War,
Horizon.
They were so...
Horizon Zero Dawn, that's a game I still need to go back
and
finish.
That was a great one.
I traded it in. I didn't finish it, but when it gets to $20, I'll buy that game. I'll buy it again, for sure.
But the day one purchase, it was beautiful. It had great gunplay. I mean, it had great weapons.
Great bow play.
You know, there was a lot of discoverables.
You know, a lot to that game. Like, you can, because I keep getting sidetracked. I haven't beat it because I keep getting sidetracked. Oh,
there's
17 different side quests. Oh, cool. Yeah. And then, like, I like forget. Like, I know I have a main quest here. What the hell is that?
You've cleared an area. You can't find another coffee cup, you know. And now it's time to move on.
But I really want to finish that story because, like, I'm really interested in the story of that because it's such a unique story.
Yeah. I was at Philadelphia Comic Con, I think like 2 or 3 years ago now, and there was a couple that was walking around, and they were Joel and Ellie, and I don't think anybody had really recognized them, and I was like, hey, I was like, can I get a picture with you? And they're like, yeah, like they were so excited.
And, that's good.
Yeah, it was really good. Let's switch gears for a second, guys.
I do have a game.
You do.
It's on a phone. I play a game called Hawk. It's a Bulletstorm, kind of like a, you know, like when you remember those old arcade games where you had a little plane and it always shoots the bullets and all the planes are coming down towards
like
you.
Like Raiden or 1942.
Yeah, exactly.
This love those kind
phone.
Of games.
This one's for your phone. It's called Hawk. I mean, it's free to play, so it's got all those mechanics built into it in terms of gating you and not letting you progress. But you know what?
Apple
it's
or
great.
Android?
Both. Yeah, and so what's great about it is I can play on my Android phone and my kids play my iPhone, and we play together.
I've seen this come up on Twitter actually. Like,
I'm just saying it's a fun game. It's a great 15 minutes. I mean, you can go kind of deep into it if you want to and throw some bucks at it and get some buffs and whatnot. But it's a well developed game. Yeah, it's if one of them if I'm not playing Sudoku, I'm playing Hawk. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. check it out. It's actually it's fun. And look up TTL Goose.
You got it.
Is it Hawk Freedom Squad?
That's it. I'm looking at this thing right now. This looks fun as hell.
It is. It's been good. I've been playing it for about 3 or 4 months now, and you get some powerful ships. Go ahead.
Is it limited to the 2 players or?
Yeah, 2 player. Yeah.
All right.
You'll buddy up with somebody in the world. Either grab somebody from matchmaking or can do it from your friends list, and that's how I play with my kids. They'll have my phone, and then they'll play and select me from their friends list, and then I get an invite and join them. And then this is how we do multiplayer together. And to me, like, this is the best arcade games, from my childhood,
I love that.
So I translate, the phone is the closest my kids get to the experiences I had with cabinet-based gaming, as a younger guy. And so, we're always trying to figure out ways of replicating our experiences for kids. And this is a good one. It's fun.
Well, I saw recently that Nintendo Labo is coming out with a cardboard cabinet. Then you could you take the 2 sticks and you it's like player 1, player 2, like that. Yeah. Looks pretty awesome.
My kids are begging me to get a Switch, and so I'm like, we'll see what Santa brings.
My daughter's the same with the Switch, but that's the thing. Like, my wife has already agreed. After we buy a house, and I can save up and buy an old arcade machine.
There you go.
And I will put it in my man area. Just there it is.
I haven't played as much as I did when I first got it, but it's nice to know it's there because there's stuff coming out for it that I want to play. Like, I think the new Mega Man is coming out at some point. I don't know if it's next year.
Gotta get that main cabinet made.
Yeah. All right, let's switch to this.
Housekeeping.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping.
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, DTP Housekeeping. If you find yourself on the internet and you're like, wow, where do I find Dad Tales at? Where's Dad Tales on here? You know what? DadTalesPodcast.com. Just put everything together.
Easy.
Throw a .com on the end of it. Like Boo said, it's easy. Stop wasting my time. All right? I'm not getting that. I say it every single week.
Wasting your time. They're wasting my time.
Yeah. Wasting all of our time. But frankly, I'm bored with it. So go to DadTalesPodcast.com. There you can find links to our Discord. You could find links to the Patreon, to the podcast, to all kinds of awesome things. And actually, speaking of Patreon, I just wanted to... let me pull this up here. I just wanted to give a big shout-out to all our patrons. Jason, Grimm, Paolo, Chris, Vagabond, Lee, Resorto, Gear, Drafty, Dan, Fluffy, and Narwhalf. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate all the support for the Patreon. And thanks so much. I sent some stickers out not too long ago. I'm going to send some more out here pretty soon to some of our friends. And my gears are turning on something new, guys. We had the Dad Tales cassette. Then we had the revamp with our logo, and there's something else coming. I'm just gonna tease that out there and say that something else is coming. Okay,
yeah,
it's in the works.
I'm interested.
But yeah,
is it a Dad Tales fleshlight?
It is a Dad Tales fleshlight. So out for that coming soon. I didn't mean that. No pun intended. a lot of people. Well, when I say a lot of people, 2 people this week have taken advantage of the MyGG flavor hashtag, and I thank them so much. And that's basically. It's funny. GamerSubs really hasn't caught on. They're not liking any of these tweets. They probably don't know where they come from because some of them have us in them. They're probably like, what does this have to do with anything? But Canuck says his favorite is orange juice and toothpaste.
Fantastic.
Delicious.
That's a good one. And then
snatching orange juice crest. Nothing beats it.
Snatching Panda. He likes taco meat spring roll.
Oh,
he wants that to
try Mexican right there.
Yeah,
that's unique.
So
it's fusion because of the spring roll, right? It's a fusion kind of thing.
So yeah, if you have a flavor that you would that you like or would like to try, you know, just hit up the MyGG flavor. Leave Dad Tales out of it. We'll just look up the because we don't want to be associated with it, but we don't want to be associated with it, like, because we're in on the joke. You know what I mean? We want you to be in on the joke too. So yeah, just tweet us your favorite flavor, or like send me an email. My GG flavor, whatever. I don't give a shit. However you want to get it to me, get it to me.
Facts, whatever.
Yeah, I tried a new one the other day.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what was the flavor? God, it was lemon chlorine.
Hey. Yeah. Lemon chlorine.
Yeah, it was a little bitter.
Kind of burns.
Is that even healthy?
Burned when I peed.
Come on! It's artificial chlorine, right? It's just flavor. Yeah.
I think I came down with gonorrhea, so maybe that could be it as well. I have allergies, so occasionally you come down with that. Okay. I don't know. What about you, Baroque? Did you try one?
Oh, I have tried all the new flavors, you know, but some of them just don't make the mark. But this week I did have pork fat chicken wing.
Ooh. I can get behind that. Yeah.
Sounds meaty.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah.
It was good. It's very summery flavor, you know.
Okay. I can see that.
Did you need a toothpick for that?
No, but I did consider pulling out the old blue cheese flavor one, you know, to go with it. And just
There you go.
Have you guys gotten this order yet? I mean, it got sent to me as a sample. I'm not sure if you guys have tried it.
No. I haven't gotten any samples this week.
Birthday cake and Taylor ham.
That is a very specific type of ham. It's very regionally. That's a good one, though. I love some Taylor ham.
Yeah.
For our listeners at home, if you're wondering what Taylor ham is,
it's pork roll.
So was
pork
I. Roll. And then I asked these guys, and I was like, I don't care anymore. So, don't make the same mistake.
If you don't know what Taylor ham is, you better ask somebody.
No, don't. Just don't.
If you don't know what Taylor ham is, you better go to New Jersey today.
Or Pennsylvania.
They have it there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We call it pork roll, though. But there's a brand called Taylor. What about you, Stu? Did you get any samples in this week?
Yeah, this one is a seasonal delight. It's warm hose water. I had some of that earlier today, and
but is it black hose or green hose?
Green hose, okay. And it
has to be green hose. Yeah,
it's really good if you have low iron levels. It really has a nice kind of irony taste. It's
sure, it's not the arsenic you're getting slipped every.
Maybe. Hey. Listen, it's all included.
As I live and breathe, I had warm green hose water today while I was mowing the grass in my friend's house. It's so fucking hot. It's like,
I believe it, man. You gotta let that shit run for a few seconds, though. Come on.
Yeah. That's the new
amateur move.
I did, but it was a really long hose. I underestimated the amount of time it would take all the hose water to run out of that thing.
Hey, I think that's your third. That's what she said. This episode.
It's easy tonight.
that's what he said.
Now, Goose, I know that you were away in New Orleans, but I sent you a couple packets. Did you get the flavor that I sent you? I don't know if you got that.
I mean, I was for sure.
Did you like that flavor? I forget what I sent you. What was that?
It was week-old crawfish heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it was right. It was rich. It was real rich, man.
I heard
it really wakes you up in the morning.
Yeah, it was
sucking on the head.
Spiked.
And that really is 109.09. Let me write that down. Okay.
It's nice that they have local flavors like that. It really is.
You know what? they're a company of the people.
Yeah, so I was impressed.
Yeah, so please let us know, guys. Mind you, your flavor. Tweet at us what your flavor is. What do you say we do? You know what? I have a new segment, but I don't know if I want to. Spring it now or. You know what? I'm going to hold on to it. I'm gonna hold on to this one. But we're going to do...
You got to quip that. I don't know if I want to spring it now or... No, I'll just hold on to it.
I want to hold on.
Seriously.
Hold on. Okay, I just want to play this again because I think it kind of got lost in the sauce and it was pretty... Hold on. Where is it? Brooke shaking his head.
Sean, the dog crept in my shoe again.
Yes.
That's what we had Ozzy on our show. Goose, I don't know if you, yeah, we were talking to Ozzy Osbourne, but we're gonna do Guardian's Choice. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the Dad Tales podcast,
Overwatch is ready too.
Guardian's Choice. That's where I pose a question to the people on the podcast, and they've got a hard choice to make. So here we go. I will open the floor for questions, and then I will close the floor for questions when I see fit. So that can be at any time. So try and get your questions in when you can, because, I mean, I will close it down.
Okay.
The first option is, you always smell like fresh baked cookies, but you've had to have reconstructive surgery. And you now have lobster claws for hands. Or, when you touch a book, you automatically know the first chapter. But, you've had reconstructive surgery, and you now have two extra elbows and two extra knees.
It's like my arm bends like twice, like... You know.
Where are these elbows and knees?
Well,
these,
no, you actually have
these points of articulation. Matter.
One would think that you would just have elbow. It's not like, you know, you have a knee on your hand, on your arm, and then you have an elbow, an extra set of elbows on your leg.
So my arm bends both ways now.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty. Well,
there are different parts would bend different ways,
right? You get some unique motions going on there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's really weird.
The floor is open for questions. Goose, I see your gears are turning, so you just let me know whenever you want to.
Okay.
I just feel like the claws would limit my dating potential. Dating, I mean, being married really limited it. But the claws would really weigh down.
Lobster claws.
Or not being married would really limit a lot of things, too.
Hey, are those tiny houses still for sale?
Why is my friend always following me around with a big cup of melted butter?
Only the first chapter of a book?
Only the first chapter.
Not like the whole book?
You can skip that whole chapter.
All right, so the first one was... You can have reconstructive surgery whenever you want.
No. You've had reconstructive surgery, and you now have claws, lobster claws, for
hands. But you always smell like cookies.
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine. I used to bartend with him. He was born
with lobster hands?
He was born without pinkies.
Oh, shit. Now I feel bad.
No, he was born without thumbs. So what they did was they took his pinkies, and they put them where his thumbs were.
Oh.
So it kind of looks like he had, like, lobster hands.
Okay.
But it didn't...
Because you need
it
thumbs.
It didn't stop him.
No, I mean, because, well...
We played disc golf together, and that we would. He was a great bowler. Like, you would think, like, wow, your pinky's not that strong, but, yeah.
I'm sure
it was because of the way a pinky looks, and it's so long, it kind of looked like he had lobster claws.
The best frisbee golf guy I ever met had three fingers. I'm not even kidding. He had three fingers on a hand, and he was incredible. That's neither here nor there.
I think, you know, the being so forward with cookie smell, I mean, it's like the thing that people remember most.
Yeah.
You know, and if someone just doesn't like cookies, you know, are they worth being friends? But then, you know, what if you wanted to be friends and you smelled like cookie?
I'm actually doing the thing.
Like, could I type on a computer and use a mouse with a lobster claw?
I got to be honest with you. Even if you smelled like cookies, but you had lobster hands, I'm not going to remember that you smelled like cookies.
You think so?
I know so.
Did you see that guy? Did you see that guy with the lobster claws? Oh, you mean the one that smells like cookies? Oh, how many other fucking guys were there that had lobster claws?
I never noticed Cookie Jim has a lobster claws. But damn, you're right.
Dude, that guy can really do some pull-ups. He just holds onto that bar. He never falls.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking with the extra elbows and knees, you can basically have nunchucks on your arm the whole time.
I wish people could see what that looked like.
I better watch it. I'm going to throw my shoulder out again. I don't want to do that again. Last time I did it, I was making the bed.
Better than anybody else. You're just lagging all over the place.
Bro, can you come over? Can you bring your claw over here? I got this itch.
So you're going for Dr. Zoidberg versus...
I'm going to choose.
I know which one I'll pick.
Okay.
I'm seeing a fault in the first one. And a bonus in the second one.
Yeah.
The second one, you basically get two good things. You have to read the first chapter of a book just by touching it. And you get to have some weird-ass legs and arms that you can do some crazy shit with.
Yeah, like, depending on, like, which way they're bent, like, you could walk, like, like, oh, no.
Did you guys ever try like that?
The big Jagger walk over there, I mean.
Did you guys ever try that in-browser
game? South America!
QWOP? Did you ever try that game?
No.
Yeah. Oh my god, you gotta Google it. Basically, on the keyboard, Q and W control like your left calf and your left quad. That's the one
where you try and run by pushing
O and P.
It's like,
yeah.
You're just like...
Yeah, O and P control your other leg. So dumb. That's what it kind of has me thinking of. Like, you would just be walking all ridiculous.
You would go through so much deodorant because you'd have... Oh, no, not really, because you don't put deodorant on your elbows or your knees. Never mind.
No,
I was thinking armpits. Like the
smell, guys. This is great.
Yeah, that was
that's just me. You guys don't put deodorant behind
you
your
extra
knees or your
armpits
elbows?
In your legs and arms, so it's just like a little hairy patch that's sticking there. It's like, look at this.
I mean, I'm not considering it as much a victory as boost, but I'm kind of leaning that way as well.
When you go to
this
the doctor,
game,
you
this
go
game to, is great.
You go to the doctor and you test your reflex. You're like, hit yourself in the face. All right,
you'd be a pretty badass boxer too, I guess.
Oh yeah,
you'd really mess people up. Like, what the hell is this guy doing?
All right, so boost is going extra knees and elbows.
Sign me up for that as well.
All right. Stu's going for that one, too.
Also, I'm just going to read novellas, so I'll kind of cheating. I'm just going to get the whole book right there. Boom. Short story. There done. 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 Done.
All right, Baroque. How about you, bud?
I don't know. I mean, how do you know I don't already always smell like cookies?
I have a feeling. I have a feeling you smell like cookies.
But I think I'm going to also go with the cut out the first chapter of the book and... have the extra bendy parts.
All right.
I'll put them damn yoga masters to shame. Oh, you think you can bend? Watch this. Ugh! Get in that position.
All right, Goose. What are you thinking?
I'm gonna do the book.
You're going. All right. Everybody's going extra elbows and arms. All right. Joke's on you guys. I already have lobster claws. Plus, you wouldn't be able to play video games.
Well, not, you don't already play claw? You literally have to play with the claw.
I mean, that's not necessarily true, I guess, because Xbox just came out with that whole setup. So, got it covered.
Well,
I would definitely go extra elbows and knees as well. All right. Oh, yeah, Sue, you played claw for years, so you're used to
this game is hilarious.
My hand is stuck like this. What game?
That QWOP.
Oh, you're playing QWOP? Yeah, it's so stupid.
Sounds like a radio station. You're listening to
QWOP.
QWOP. Welcome back. It's the smooth sounds. Speaking of smooth sounds, let's move on to Song of the Week. Song of the Week.
Look at that transition.
Is when we all pick a song and we add it to our Dad Tales podcast playlist on Spotify. This week, I did a poll for to see what we were going to do this week, and we had three choices. It was Yacht Rock. It was Monster Ballads, or Sexy Time, and you can interpret that however you want to. It was neck and neck between my, I thought Monster Ballads was going to take it. I'll be honest with you, but no, alas, it was Sexy Time. So this week our theme is Sexy Time songs. who wants to go first and tackle this one?
So we're doing Sexy Time, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Sexy.
Mine's pretty easy.
Hold on one sec. Let's. We need to get in the mood for this.
Do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Let's. Let me just scroll through here. Here we go.
Go deep into the repertoire.
Podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
Spotify playlist. Can you feel it? Yeah. I knew that you could. All right, let's go. What do you guys think?
All right. I'm going to go with one of my ladies, one of my ladies' favorites. Robin Thicke. Sex Therapy.
Gotcha. Robin Thicke.
You know, the best kind of therapy is sex therapy.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. All right, let me see if I can find this. Oh, there it is. Came right up.
Yeah, it did. After listening to that song. Hell yeah.
All right. Okay. Who wants to go next?
I'd like to go next.
Okay.
Well, because sometimes if the therapy doesn't work, sometimes you can get a little sexual healing.
Oh, yeah, you
can. So we're going with the classic, little Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye action. All right. I like that.
For the record, I was really hoping Monster Ballads would win.
We'll do that next week.
Even Yacht Rock was preferable to this, but, you know.
You sure you didn't want to go with something from Steel Panther? I was looking through some of their songs.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think of that.
By the way, I got to send you guys this video. There is this video of... Goose, are you familiar with Steel Panther?
No.
Oh my god!
Yes, and it's
welcome to the rest of your life, my friend.
So it's these, it's these four guys, and they are basically an '80s hair metal band.
Okay,
but it's all it's all a put on,
overly sexualized.
Yeah, it's all a put on. You know, they wear
wigs.
It's like
a caricature of an '80s band.
But it's, oh my god! But they're so over the top, and they're in on like the joke. You know, like they're not taking it seriously. But there was
like ICP kind of. I think this is kind of like Spinal Tap makes fun of like 70s rock.
So can I read you some of the names of their songs?
Oh, okay. By so it's means. More like parody.
Their songs, let's just go with a sample of their songs. Glory Hole. Poontang Boomerang.
So they're like a one-trick wonder.
Just like Tiger Woods, that's another.
This one doesn't really leave anything to the imagination. It's called Asian Hooker. So,
Why You Can't Trust Me, but they're so funny. But anyway, this video came up on my YouTube feed, and it was this guy brought his 11-year-old son to the Steel Panther show, and he held up this sign that says, I could beat Satchel in a guitar battle, or I want a guitar battle with Satchel, and so, like... So the lead guitarist, this guy Satch, and they all, it's huge fucking hair, and they're wearing spandex with bandanas and shit on it, right? And so they have this kid up on stage, and he shreds. And then what was he was playing Eruption by Van Halen. And then that went into Girl, You Really Got Me. And so then the band started joining in and they were singing. And the lead singer was like, the lead singer was like, you're fucking fired, Satchel. And he left. They're like, we're going to play with this kid now. But like, this kid's there and they weren't holding anything back. It was so good. Anyway.
Don't change your show just because a kid showed up.
Oh, yeah. No. All right. Who wants to go next? Goose, you want to go?
I have the perfect song.
Okay.
It's the Righteous Brothers. You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
There you go.
Awesome. I'm surprised that wasn't Boost. I mean, you know, it's Top Gun.
I was gonna make the Danger Zone, but you know, Sexy Time.
Sexy Time.
She's lost it, Goose. No, she hasn't. No, she hasn't, Matt. She's lost it. she's lost it. You know what? That was another reason I was trying to get Meath on tonight is we were going to do this thing. Well, we do this thing called Disaster Piece Theater. But it only works if you have an even number of people. And basically, we pair off and we pick a scene and then we have to act it out with our partner and the other people have to guess what the scene is. And Boost and I did the bathroom scene from Top Gun the last time. What did you guys did what? Idiocracy, Stu?
Idiocracy. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, jeez. Right. We are definitely going to be bringing that back in a very, very, very soon. I hope.
Yeah. Baroque, did you go?
I haven't gone. I'm still between like an 80s or 90s song or a current day song. And I'm trying, I have two and I don't know which one I want to go with. Screw it. I'm going to go with this one. Hey, Violet, Guys My Age.
Okay.
I love the reaction you guys always give me when I give a song. It's like, never heard of it. What the hell?
And meanwhile, Steve and Ben from Barely a Destiny Show are probably like, oh yeah, we fucking love that. We love that band. We know that song. What was it? Oh, no. Hey, Violet, what?
Guys My Age.
Okay. Oh, there you go. It's explicit, people. I just want to prepare you. It's an explicit song. All right, let me go. I keep going to look for mine. And mine is... Sweetest Perfection from Depeche Mode.
Swedish
Perfection.
Swedish.
Oh my gosh. So there you go. That is our Spotify playlist. Go check that out. How many songs are currently on that?
A lot.
Yeah, it's a bunch.
I tell you, it was really, really hard. Like, I was like, do I do Boys to Men or do I do Top Gun? Because I know, I'm like, I'm thinking, like, what would my wife like if she was 14?
End of the road.
Say goodbye to what?
Yeah, I was like, how do you reach deep into that?
We are at 232 songs.
Damn!
It is, that's at awesome. The moment, 16 hours and 27 minutes of awesomeness.
That's two working days, man. Then I'll be done with your playlist.
So I had, you know what? I'm just going to bring this up. Because I've had this segment that I wanted to do for a while, and we just keep putting it off and putting it off, and damn it, we're going to do it. Restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Public restrooms. Stu, I know you have public restroom stuff that goes on, but
what the fuck?
Well, you like to go into
that sounds really weird. Thanks, dude.
you like to go into stalls. I think you like purposely pick stalls that have no toilet paper in them.
Have glory holes.
All right, look, look.
Toe tapping Stu time.
Oh boy,
he brings this on. Come on.
No. So I just kind of take it for granted.
Pocket square.
Right? I work in an office building. It is well maintained.
So I take it for granted. But I don't know, what was it? Maybe like a month ago now, I go and I sit down and, you know, I'm having a grand old time on my phone and like, as one does. Well, I finish and I look and oh shit. There's no toilet paper in here. Like none. So I had to,
it's a scene from Seinfeld. Can you spare a square?
No, there's nobody else in the bathroom, right? So, like, what are my options here?
You had to get up and shuffle into an stall.
I could try that, but what if somebody walks in, right? There's no going back. So I'm a man. I saw some cardboard roll there. I just kind of ripped off the cardboard roll and gingerly cardboard wiped my ass. Whatever, you know, like the roll.
Yeah.
So that's not even the worst part. The worst part is that I don't know if it was the next day, but it was not more than a day after that.
It was literally a day later.
I think it was the next day.
We've gone way. No, you've gone too fast. What did you do with the cardboard?
What do you mean? What did I do with the cardboard? I had to wipe my ass.
No,
it doesn't go
did
down.
You flush
the...
it.
That's not my problem. These are like industrial toilets. Like the vacuum suction on this thing is like, whoosh, like it's all right.
It'll take an arm. Is what you're saying?
It's gone.
You just gotta be careful.
That's not my problem. If that comes back up,
wherever it goes, I don't care.
Stu is basically he's doing like the three seashells from Demolition Man with
the three seashells. He doesn't know how to use the three seashells. I loved that scene.
So my math works like this. There's four toilets. If I mess up one, I got another three. And if I mess them all up, there's still the handicap bathroom down the hallway. I'm not without shame. I'm okay to do that.
Hey, there's a whole woman's bathroom. There's a whole woman's bathroom. Three stalls in there. Four.
See, that's what happened in my office building. On the floor I work, they realized there's not enough women that work there, so they actually converted the women's bathroom into a men's bathroom. So it has a giant sign that this is no longer a women's bathroom. Go to another floor because there's just it. You haven't been there at about 3 o'clock, on a weekday. You're pressed to find a somewhere to go.
I had something weird last week. I've kind of run into this before, or at least thought this in my head. I was in the bathroom, and there was another person that was, he was in a stall next to me, and I was peeing, and I tried to like force my pee extra hard so it sounded really low, because I didn't want it to be like sound like a tinkle. I wanted to sound like more manly. Have you guys ever done that? It's like,
because I'm worried about if I have a manly power project.
I want my pee to sound deep. And well, I was like trying to push it so it's like, you know, like.
I kind of do a similar buddy. Thing.
Give a little bit more for daddy.
I'd be lying if I said I never did something like that. So.
If I'm ever going, Chris, in my bathroom at work, we have one urinal, and then two regular bathrooms, you know? Mm-hmm. So if there's someone in one of the regular bathrooms and I'm going to the urinal, I don't know who's in there. So I just say, when I start doing my business, I go, ooh, water's cold today.
I was taking a sip.
I don't know who it is, but, you know, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
I like that.
Give him a show.
Oh, it's cold and deep tonight.
I was working at Ruby Tuesdays in college, and I went in, and this is like in the middle of fucking dinner. In the middle of like a dinner rush. I had to go in and I had to go pee, and I walk in, and so when you walked in there were two urinals and two stalls. And this guy was like, he was standing like probably about like a good like 5 or 6 feet away from the urinal, like just steady arcing it right over into the urinal.
That's awesome.
I don't understand people like that.
And I was just like, yeah. And
proceed mode.
I don't know. It was really, but it made it like, I mean, I had to like limbo underneath his stream to get to the other.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but like, it was just really weird. And then he has to I walk in and he like has to like shimmy walk, you know, because he didn't want to break the stream. And,
yeah,
it was,
So it took a long time before I recognized that, Ghostbusters were making pee jokes.
Yeah, don't cross the streets.
The kid in me was like, shh.
Yeah.
And then one day in my 20s, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a pee joke.
It's okay. Like, I have a probably different problem most of you, but it was, went to the movies with my older brother. He's 6'7", I'm 6'4". Dude walks in who is 5'2" at most and walked in front of me, and he takes the tall urinal, not the short one right next to it. He takes the tall one, and it's like in front of me, and it's like, are you kidding me?
I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, yo, this is going to be great.
Dude has to like
these giants take a piss
into the urinal, and I'm like, I can piss over the top of my urinal. You know,
you didn't though, right?
No, I
oh, okay.
You do look weird though. You kind of have to squat a little. It's like, all right, you know, it's like, this is stupid. I mean,
a lot of hospitals now are switching over to the waterless urinals,
yeah,
or flushless, yeah, urinals. I think they're so gross. Like, they reek. Which I don't.
If they're
just not very sanitary.
If they're maintained, like, yeah, the thing is that white, I guess, drain that you, that the water goes through, that's supposed to neutralize everything.
Yeah.
And if they don't change it, then yeah, you get that smell.
Well, there's one hospital I go to. They have it, and it's really high up. And like, I'm not sure. I'm like, you know, 6 foot tall, and it was like, it was super high. Like, I don't know. And that was the only one in there. I don't know how anybody else was. If you were any shorter, you were gonna have a time. But I like the urinals.
You're gonna have to arc it. You know, you're like, all right.
I have a 6-year-old, and so when we were coming back from New Orleans today, we stopped at all the welcome stations on the mm-hmm. on the road. And he doesn't even go to the little ones. He'll walk up to the big ones too, and just like hike a leg up to kind of get it high enough, you know. And he uses it, and he's like, "Yeah, I use a little one." He goes, "Nah, I use a big one."
Oh, that's awesome. What you gotta do is you gotta like pull your pants and underwear down like they do, and just stand there with your ass hanging out and right next to him.
That's always an uncomfortable one. I come to a restroom and I see a guy doing that, and I'm like, all right,
that's what we'll do today. I don't understand it. I mean, maybe they have a trick that I don't know. But the guys who have both of their hands on their hips.
Oh my God, that's crazy!
That's Superman crazy. Pose.
And they're peeing. I'm like, how is this happening?
You know, you would learn the ways. Oh young my man. God.
I gotta learn that talent. I don't have that.
I like the urinals that go like floor to ceiling. I mean, not floor to ceiling.
for the really tall man.
The ones that go down the floor. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you flush into it, the whole fucking wall. Water goes down the wall. No, but like, the longer ones that go to the floor. I mean, those,
you know, what are disgusting.
Anyway,
the trough.
The trough.
You guys ever been to a place with a trough?
Yes. Yeah, like every stadium.
They used to have one in Philly.
I fucking hate them, man.
Well, there's a whole episode of the Goldbergs where, like, where Adam has to go pee. And this was me when I was a kid, like, going in there. And I went into the bathroom, and it's fucking trough. And I'm like, I am not peeing in here.
Dude, but
he's at the vet going around to all the bathrooms, and he, like, loses his dad. He has no idea where he is at the end because he's trying to find a bathroom where nobody is peeing because he doesn't want to pee in the trough.
This must have been like 1988 or something, the last year that they had Exhibition Stadium for the Blue Jays here before they opened the Sky Dome. And I remember exactly that. Like, I was like 7, 8 years old, maybe, walked into this bathroom, and I was like, what the fuck is that thing over there? Like, I got to pee in there.
Just a bunch of guys peeing into a big fucking metal drum.
But you know what? I don't know if I told you guys this before, but it's not the kind of game that you guys can play anywhere in the States, though, because, this game is facilitated by a urinal and loonies and toonies. For anybody unfamiliar, a loony is a $1 coin. A toonie is a $2 coin. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, back in college, there was this bar that it was a very, very busy place. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday night was just rammed with drunken idiots. And I think it was my buddy Mike that started it. It was either him or this other guy named Adam. Either way,
One of them reached into their pocket and was like, I got a great fucking idea. Watch this. And he threw like $3 worth of coins into the urinal and started pissing on them. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, watch. I'm like, hey, buddy, says to some random. He's like, you should throw a dollar in here. Let's see what kind of fucking idiot takes it out. Okay, so the other guy threw a dollar, and you'd go back through the night, and you'd see this pool of money growing in the urinal. People are just pissing all over it, right? Eventually, the money disappeared. Who took it? I don't know, but there's 150 drunk-ass college kids running around, so there might have been like 30, 40 bucks in there. Easy, so.
That would work, but we don't have, I mean, not That's everybody's walking around work. With like a Sacagawea. You know, $1 coin. It's a very specific thing that you would have to have.
The thing is that you get them at the bar, right?
Yeah.
You know, you go grab a couple beers. Well, that's $12 or whatever it is. And you get your change. Mm. You get your change quite often at a bar here. Bartenders will also do it purposely. Like, if you're going to get $6 back, they're not going to give you a 5 and a 1. They're going to give you 3 $2 coins. So it's like, well, you want to tip me or look like an asshole?
Yeah, I used to do the same thing.
Absolutely. And my answer is, I'm not giving it to you. I'm going to throw it in the toilet for some drunk.
Well, I say we put a pin in it there, but I had the experience. Stu, you had the bathroom experience, and then I had the one where I was trying to have the DP next to the guy. I was like, we got to talk about like restaurant. And this is a subject that could come up over and over and over again. But yeah, that was pretty funny. But yeah,
wearing $1,000 suit, wiping my ass with cardboard.
Humble brag. Yeah, that's going to be it for us for this week. Goose, thanks so much for coming on and hanging with us, man. We'll have to get a raid together at some point.
Yeah, good times, man. Both in real life and online.
Yeah, for sure. Where could people find you at if they were so inclined to do so?
Twitter. At Rick Casey, if they want to talk to me directly, if they want to learn more about what we're doing, you can always check out at This Is Dim.
Awesome. Barbecue, what about you, bud?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
You sure can. Boost KDV.
You said it.
That's it. Find him everywhere. How about you, Stu?
You can find me at StuGatzo, STU_GATZZO, on Twitter.com.
Don't forget the underscore. And you can find me at JC Jesse on Twitter. You can find us at Dad's Tales, again, DadTalesPodcast.com. Just want to thank everybody for reaching out to us and me last week regarding last week's episode. It was pretty heavy. It was a pretty heavy episode. And I know that... I don't know. It felt like a weird one just because of the subject matter with our buddy Jace losing his dad, and he wanted to come on and talk. And, you know, whenever you have a show like that, it's always hard to... You don't know how it's going to be accepted. And I couldn't have been more surprised with everybody that reached out to us, you know, saying, you know, how much they enjoyed it and how, you know, they appreciated everything we said and, you know, passing love on to Jace. And so just want to thank everybody for all that for last week. And it all comes back to the way we sign off the show every week. And that is be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
I mean, nobody wants to admit to eat 9 cans of ravioli, but I did. I'm ashamed of myself, but the first can doesn't count. And then you get to the second, and then the third, and fourth and fifth, I think I burned with the blowtorch, and then I just kept eating.